Okay, agenda item number seven, discussion and possible action on the funding for the Go Water project by Matt Phillips.
What this agenda item relates to is us seeking y'all's approval to provide funding for something called the Go Water project. The project is a joint effort between the Texas Water Foundation and Averett and Associates, which is run by former Senator Kip Averett, who many of you know. With the Go Water group, we have Stephen Cortez here, and Stephen can answer any technical questions as I go through the briefing. But what the project seeks to get to is the implementation of conservation strategies within the regional and state water plants. And what I mean by that is, if you go through both the regional plans and the state water plan, you'll see that as a state, and even if you drill down to the individual utility issue, we're all relying on conservation to meet a lot of our future water needs. It's a great thing to say, and it's a great thing to do. Obviously, the cheapest water that we're ever going to get is using what we already have more efficiently. But where it becomes kind of a problem is, everybody's got a big number, but nobody knows exactly how they're going to do it. Nobody knows what exact strategies they're going to implement in order to reach their conservation goals. And that's where a project like the Go Water Project comes in. How do you help each utility meet its numbers? What strategies actually will work for each utility? What have they done in the past and how has that worked? What are they doing now? How is that working? And what can they do in the future to actually meet those savings? More importantly, it looks at what is a utility's goal and how can they incrementally reach that goal over a long period of time. You may look 30 years out in the future and you're supposed to achieve, and I'm using big round numbers, but a savings of 20%. And that seems gigantic. Well, then how do you save, you know, a percent or a percent and a half each year to where cumulatively you eventually in that 30 years get to that point? And that's what this project does. They use what's called their water conservation tracking tool, and they input data such as system demands, water savings, avoided costs of larger water projects. So if you're able to save water, maybe you avoid the cost of a much bigger water project. They put that into a model, and out from that model comes a suite of options that each individual utility can look at to tell them what exactly they should be doing in the future to meet their water conservation goals. They also look at what the impact of conserving water to each individual utility's revenue is, because obviously that's something that individual utilities have to look at. They want people to save water, but when people save water, they use less water, which impacts utilities' revenue. So where is that break point between loss of revenue from conservation but avoidance of future projects? And so it spits that out along with electric or energy cost reductions from not running water through a system. So said another way, it tries to make the conservation numbers that are in the state and regional water plans a reality as opposed to just numbers on paper. So it's a worthwhile project. And we've actually seen it up close and in person by sitting on Region H. The Go Water Project already has a presence in Region H. They're already working with a number of utilities in Region H, and they've had their recommendations for those utilities included in the Region H Regional Water Plan, and then eventually the most recently adopted state water plan. And when they were doing that, they worked with entities like the San Jacinto River Authority, the Subsidence District, and several of the cities down there like Houston, Tomball, Conroe, a lot of the Region H folks. So again, we've seen it have success in the past. So the Go Water folks came to us a few months ago, and after they've already worked in Region H, they said they wanted to expand into Brazos G. They eventually want to do work in all 16 of the regions, which they will do, but one of the next ones they're focusing on is Brazos G. Given our participation in Brazos G and our position as a major wholesale water supplier, they asked us if we would be interested in providing funding for the project. And we responded very positively. We see a lot of the merits to the project. It has a lot of benefits to BRA individually, irrespective of its benefits to Brazos G. Those are, obviously, we have a lot of customers in Brazos G, so them expanding into there hits a lot of our customers, particularly in that Bell and Williamson County area. Conservation success by our customers helps us, extends our current supplies longer, delays future more expensive projects, and then most importantly, it answers a question that we have been being asked for years, and one that the LBB hit us on whenever they reviewed us, which is, what are you doing for conservation? How are you helping promote conservation in your basin and amongst your customers? So a project like this, us being involved in it, helps us get to those, to the answers to those questions. But one of the things we also thought at the time is we didn't necessarily think it should be a BRA solely funded project. We wanted it to be taken to Brazos G to see if there were other interested parties in Brazos G who wanted to provide funding for the project. The Goldwater folks presented the project to Brazos G a couple of months back after coming to us, and there was a lot of positive feedback from the members of Brazos G in a couple of different ways. There were entities that wanted to be subjects of the project that wanted Goldwater to come meet with them. The city of Georgetown was a big one where they said, we'd love to sit down with y'all and have y'all look at what we're doing so that we can, you know, see what we need to do in the future. And there were a lot of entities interested in going to their respective boards or councils to seek funding for the project. However, nobody's writing any checks yet. And so that's why we're kind of at the point where if we want to get started, somebody's got to ante up and start doing some stuff. And so that's what we're bringing to you here today, is for you all to approve us providing roughly or right at 50% of the total project budget. The total budget's $100,000. We would provide 50, 25 a year for 2 years. What this allows us to do is to go to Brazos G and tell the members of Brazos G, okay, our board has approved for us to provide a big chunk of funding to this project so that it can expand into Brazos G. We hope then that that will bring several other members. And I know the Goldwater folks are talking to other members of Brazos G to try to get them to actually make financial commitments to help fund the project. The other thing that we will do, and I'll commit this to you all standing here, that we will do when we go back to Brazos G is we will ask the Regional Water Planning Group to either adopt a resolution or to amend its scope of work saying that they are going to include the results of the Goldwater project for Brazos G in the next iteration of the Brazos G plan. We don't want the project to be done separate and apart from Brazos G's planning process, at least not with our sole funding if no one else is willing to fund it. Should that not happen, we'll have a conversation with the Goldwater folks about possibly continuing to provide the funding, but we will want their efforts to focus solely on our BRA customers only, as opposed to expanding into Brazos G, at least with our funding. Now, were they to receive other funding, they could use that on other folks. So, but that's our that's my message here for you today and our request. I've got a resolution, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions. And like I said, Steven's here for more technical stuff.
The legislature decided they wanted to help with water funding and gave us some money, $2 billion in that rainy day fund. Mm-hmm. Would that be part of the money that TWDB could give for a project like this? I know there are a lot of conservations, and people who have water intakes have to have a conservation plan. Mm-hmm. Now, would this go to those kind of entities and say, okay, you said you had a conservation plan, now show me the proof of it? Is that what's going to happen?
There are a couple different ways that could go. Some of the SWIFT funding, which is the $2 billion, has to go towards conservation projects. There's a percentage of it. I believe it's a total of 20% has to go to conservation and reuse projects. So there's a chunk of it that has to go to those. Now, most of that is going to go to public entities and or infrastructure. However, the legislature did have a rider in the budget last session that approved some funding, and that's what this is right here.
So we need to ask
for this kind of project.
Actually, because that's a really big thing that they could do to help with conservation. It's just, I mean, that money is there.
Yes. And I believe the Goldwater folks are actually working on trying to secure this funding as they try to expand into the other regions. So, yes, there is going to be funding available.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Matt, you said that you had good success in Region 8, specifically specifically what did they accomplish in H?
I can answer that. So we've been working there for 3 years. It really was a 2-year project, but we continue to do maintenance. And also, we worked off the 2011 Regional Water Plan. So now we're updating all the utilities to the 2016 plan so they can make sure that some of those goals got a little bit steeper as they see more population in Region H versus the 2011. But over that period, we found that
2,162 million gallons are currently being saved by the 57 utilities that are participating in the project, which is 10.5% of their 2060 goal, which is good. That's a good start. But so the object is to continue to update the numbers and different strategies as the years go on so that we can keep updating that number. But we did find that Harris, Galveston, and Montgomery counties were on pace to meet their goals. And then we found that Fort Bend was falling shorter. And essentially about 5 counties make up 97% of the population in Region H. So that's where we concentrated our efforts. The other part of what we're doing now is kind of expanding to the remaining 10 counties, which don't make up a lot of the conservation goals because there's not a lot of people in those counties comparatively. But we want to make sure they're all represented. So we're trying to fill out the picture for the entire region. But so far we've addressed, you know, the counties that reach 97% of the population there. So that's where we're at now, and we continue to work for them as we can. Funding, we were funded by the Houston Endowment, the Region H Planning Group there, the Meadows Foundation, the Mitchell Foundation, the Harris-Galvin Societies District, and several of the utilities pitched in to do that project there. And as we continue, if we can, you know, we're hoping to get Water Development Board funding so that we can go on in perpetuity there. But it, essentially that lasted us for 3 years in the region, and that staff, travel, and everything else it takes to complete the process. Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm going to go back here real quick. Director Zaccanino brought up some of the folks that are new to the board may not know that we were reviewed by the Legislative Budget Board in 2014. The LBB was directed to come in and do an efficiency and effectiveness review of the BRA. They basically looked at, are we achieving the functions for which we were created? Are we doing the things that we're supposed to do? And one of the, they gave us very few negative points, but one of the ones was conservation. It was that, you know, you don't really seem to have a role. You need to have one, and you need to be trying to do more. So that's what I mean when I mention that. Thank you, Sal.
I'd like to know where the money's, how it's broken down, what the budget includes, how that money's being spent. And I don't know if you can answer that, or you need to do it on the mic, though. And what was your name?
It's Stephen Cortez with Averitt Associates, and we've been conducting the project alongside the Water Foundation and Region H. We'd be happy to get you a pro forma budget. We did it many times for Region H when we applied for grants through the endowments and the foundation. So be happy to get you a pro forma budget, what it would take to do Region G. So if I can probably get your contact information after. I can definitely get you that in a, probably tomorrow or the next day.
Okay. What was the H budget, for example?
Well, the H budget took over in the two-year process to do that. Let's see. We raised over $750,000. We had a lot of people working. We had eight staffers at the height of that program working on it to complete it as quickly as possible. We feel like we've streamlined the process much better and that we can accomplish it in much less financing at this point. But I'll be happy to get you the budget. In addition, some of those travel expenses and others were going from Austin to Houston, whereas we'd like to be able to look at some different regions, different areas in the region to have staffers there so that we don't have to, you know, expend as much. But I'll be happy to get you a budget. Yes, sir.
You're saying the budget for Region G is $100,000 just for Region G.
I believe over 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm still a little confused on what we're going to try to accomplish with our money.
So for all of the water user groups in Region G, we will, the process is we go and collect 15 pieces of data that we populate our water software with. Then we conduct our interview that looks at their previous water conservation efforts. And we have a list of 40 quantifiable strategies. And that did a good job of explaining what we do. But one very important thing is we have 40 strategies that we've worked with the development board on establishing the exact quantity that we want to honor those conservation efforts as achieving. And then we work with the utilities to assess what they've actually done and to put a very concrete number. And there is some flexibility, but we take the most conservative number and make sure that we can rely on that very low number so that you actually know what number, where your conservation strategies lie. And once that's done, we produce reports for every single utility that give 16 different outputs that show their cost-benefit analysis and which strategies will help them get on pace for the entire planning period. So we provide that for every single water utility group. And then we work with in Region H, we worked with their consultants, Fries and Nichols, to make sure that everything was synced up with the water planning process so that we could include it in the plan. So then every single water utility knows where they are, where they need to be, and how they can get there. So it's essentially a roadmap for every single utility. And then you can point to that and say, here's where we are and here's what we need to do. And water planners such as yourself can assess what the best strategies are going forward and what's going to be the most cost effective.
Can you say what some of the strategies are? I think that would be helpful to, I know when I was on Region H for a while, mm-hmm. we were looking at asking cities to have low flush toilets, those kind of things. And there are a lot of them, but just would you say some of those so that we can get an idea of what those are?
Yes, and I actually have a PowerPoint that I can provide for the board that has all of them. But the most effective, and these aren't in that order, but twice a week outdoor watering restriction ordinance, rain harvesting barrels, the Wise Guy program, WaterWise take-home kits, Water Smart software, Safe Water Co. micro conservation programs, AMI, AMR smart metering, building plumbing code enhancements, golf course conservation, park conservation, restaurant and hotel ordinance requiring patrons to ask for water, residential surveys, residential low flush toilet rebates, and there's about 25 more of those. And essentially, we put an exact number to that, but we do actually work with the utility to see if they've already installed the program where they are doing toilet replacement. We need to know the brand of the toilet so we get the exact number on what the savings are.
So you set a baseline, mm-hmm. you have a period of time, and then you go back and find out whether or not they have implemented those strategies that they said they were going to implement, and then you can say, well, we gained 10%, or we gained...
Exactly.
5% or 25%. I'm just trying to get you to tell us so that on the level that we understand.
Yeah. That's close. And so part of it is looking back to previous strategies that have been implemented in the past 5 years. And if those are ongoing, depending on what strategies they are. So for instance, if twice a week outdoor watering has been implemented, that strategy stays in place. And that savings continues as the years go on. But some strategies, such as like fixture replacement, depending on the fixture, have only a life of like 5 to 10 years. So you see that taper off. So we assess how long has that been in place, how many fixtures were replaced, and then the decay rate, which is those tapering off, where does that savings stop to accrue? So it's a pretty comprehensive look at what's happened in the utility and then what they can do going forward. And that's really the most important thing. How do they get on pace?
Okay.
Why is TWDB not going to fund it all?
TWDB has never had money for this project. They did put a rider in the budget to see. They put a request for qualifications out that's finally come out, and the process has taken over a year and a half, and I'm not sure when they're slated to make that decision, but we did apply for it along with several other entities. And so we're waiting, but essentially in order to staff, we have to raise the money because that's where we are at this point.
TWDB has basically said, okay, as part of the state water planning process, you need to incorporate conservation, but they haven't, they allowed the different regions the different flexibilities to figure out how they were going to do it. And really what this does is when you're looking at water planning beyond 2040, 2050, it's pretty easy to just say, okay, we're short 2,000 acre feet. Well, we'll do conservation. This is a way to test prove this so that in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, the regional process isn't coming back to the river authorities and the water providers and saying, oh, surprise, we can't do conservation. It's not realistic. You guys got to come up with more water. So that's what this is, and the Water Development Board has provided the flexibility. They've provided the mandate. You're going to have conservation in your plans. Now you got to, as a region, go figure out how you're going to do it. Does that help answer your question?
They gather this data, then they take it to the various users, and it's a voluntary program as to whether or not they want to participate.
That's correct. In Region H, once we got the blessing of the planning group, pretty much everyone jumped on board, and that's how it worked in Region H. So it is voluntary. We had a few cities in Region H not want to participate, but overall, the results, we were able to get 57 of the largest most populous utilities on board, and that was enough to give us a pretty good picture of what was going on. Of course, as the years go on, we want to make that more complete and more complete. And as other utilities were able to get sample reports from the ones that wanted to share, they really appreciated what was being given to them. So it was much easier after that. So if I can ask one of the utilities in Region H, I'd be happy to provide the board with a full report of what, you know, for instance, the Woodlands Joint Power Agency has done. Mainly the cities that are on pace and have done a good job are happy to share theirs. But the idea is not to give a negative to anybody. It's just to give the planning group an understanding of where you really stand. Because before that, so for instance, in the Region H plan, 105,000 acre feet have to come from municipal conservation. But that's a lot of water, and they essentially don't quantify that as they go along. And no regions really look at what strategies are actually saving this amount of water. They say, we need to reach this, and here's how much time we have to do it, but then no one has a plan to get there, and that's what we're trying to fill that void. Yes, sir.
I live in Region G, and our city has already started the twice a week watering.
Yeah, and that's honestly, for the long haul, most cities in Region H, if they wanted to complete their goals through 2060, that one strategy was able to get them to that goal. And so we give them a forecast and say, here, if you're here, and you may be on pace for the next 10 years, but then based on your population increase and the demand, you're going to need to do that ordinance or do something that equates to that much water savings. And then they can say, well, let's get that report in front of city council and see if we want to do that. And this basically just gives them the information. Do we want to do strategy 1, 2, and 3? Do we want to do strategy 1? What gets us to our goal, and what's the least lift for our residents and the least cost to our utility? And so it gives them basically a menu of options on how to get there and what's going to be the least cost to our utility.
Is there anybody else that does this kind of thing?
No, we're the first ones to really implement it. And the Water Development Board does want to see it done statewide. And so we would love to continue to do the work. But I know that California wants to do it. Colorado has put in their state water plan that they recognize the need to quantify, but they don't know how to get there. So we're hoping that we can help give Texas, you know, a good example of what can be done here.
And I mean, provide the service that you're providing.
So. Yeah, we're not aware of anybody else that's doing it.
Okay. What happens if nobody else steps up with money? We're funding half of it. What happens then?
Well, we'll do as much as we can. I guess we can discuss that with the budget. But we're happy to continue the work as far as we can do it. But we know that Region G wants to at least express interest in wanting to do it. So we want to be able to do that for you. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to make a motion, if it's appropriate, to table this until October so that we have the information you have offered, so that we have that in advance of our next meeting. Is that a...
It's fine with me. What I'd like to do is get a list of everything you want, and then I can provide that for you so that you can have that in advance.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Balls?
No.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
No.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
No.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
No.
Director Tallis?
No.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
No.
The motion passes. The item will be tabled till the October meeting.
I just wanted to thank you guys for your time, and then also I think Matt's going to get me the list of everything that you want to see. I'd be happy to provide it. Thank you.